wanted to, you know, ask you about, you know, the transportation, the infrastructure, kind of what's happening in D.C. If you could talk to us about your perspective on this and, you know, what are your concerns and hopes for this?
Kevin, I was really excited this week to see the president and the leaders of the House and the Democrats in the Senate come together and have a very meaningful conversation that ended with general agreement that this is a problem that needs to be addressed. You know, I believe in America we got to get back to some basics. We got some people talking about some really lofty ideas. The administration has talked about a space force. They talked about a manned mission to Mars. We have presidential candidates talking about Medicare for all and free college. Before we really start to try to do any of those things, we need to just first fix our potholes. We need to get our infrastructure back to where it needs to be so that we can continue to compete economically and explore some of those big ideas in a meaningful way.
Right. What about, I think also when you talk about, you know, traffic congestion, you know, some of the things you see in rural America, for example. I mean, we're talking safety and some other things, obviously, too.
Kevin, there is unquestionably a problem when you're not keeping up with growth. And in America today, we're simply not keeping up with growth. The nation's population grew 15% from 2000 to 2017. During that same period of time, vehicle travel on America's highways, urban, suburban, and rural, increased by 17%. But we only built 5% more roads for people to travel on. We only did that much growth. That doesn't work, and it has a cost. In Ohio specifically, 36% of Ohio's major roads are in poor, mediocre condition. Driving on those roads costs Ohio motorists $4.3 billion a year in extra vehicle repairs and operating costs. When you break that down, that's $545 per motorist per year. 54% of Ohio's interstates experience significant urban congestion or vehicle congestion during peak hours. In the urban areas, it's even worse. Traffic congestion costs American motorists between $170 and $180 billion a year in wasted time and fuel costs.
What's you know, some of that message you want to put out there for people to kind of get involved or get more information?
Kevin, if people believe, like I do, that the president and Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer sitting down last week and coming to agreement that this is a problem that has to be addressed is a good idea, they need to do the things most important. I can guarantee you, members of Congress don't respond to anything faster, quicker, or more definitively than they do communications from their constituents. Your listeners should contact their member of Congress and tell them this is an important issue to them. If they need more facts and figures, if they need help doing that, if they'd like some model communication, all they simply need to do is go to fasterbettersafer.org. And they can find all the tools they need to begin to improve the infrastructure that they have to travel on every day.
All right. Mike, I appreciate that very much, you know, the information that we were able to glean from this. And wish you well. Perhaps we'll talk again sometime.
Thank you for the time, and thanks for the opportunity. We'd love to talk with you again sometime after we get an infrastructure bill and we get started building the next generation of America's infrastructure.
All right. Awesome. Thank you much.